And it's official. The Army has decided to keep the 425 Brigade Combat Team intact at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Today's announcement reverses a 2015 decision to substantially reduce the 5,000-soldier unit. The move comes as the Trump administration has pushed for increased military spending and higher troop levels, though local and congressional leaders have been working to stave off the cuts since they were first announced. Senator Dan Sullivan says the move shows the Pentagon recognizes the security challenges in the Arctic and Asia Pacific. Senator Lisa Murkowski issued a statement calling it a victory for the state and for national security. Praise also came from the governor's office and from Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz, whose administration set up a task force in 2015 to study the 425's economic impact. Along with the announcement came news that the Army will send 1,500 soldiers from the 425 to Afghanistan. John Pennell is a spokesperson for the Army in Alaska and says the timeline for the deployment is not yet finalized, but will happen in the second half of the year.
We know it's going to be later on this year and sometime after June.
The 425 is an infantry unit able to conduct airborne operations, but Pennell says the soldiers deployed will reflect a broader set of specialties.
They will take a variety of occupational specialties to include, obviously, infantry, but also support and field artillery and cavalry, and, you know, it'll be a slice kind of from across the brigade.
Pennell didn't yet know where in Afghanistan the soldiers will be based during their deployment.